Old Mr. Toad fixed his eyes on a fly which had just lighted on the ground 2 inches in front of him. He sat perfectly still, but there was a lightning-like flash of something pink from his mouth, and the fly was gone. Mr. Toad smacked his lips. "I don't see how some people get along with their tongues fastened way back in their throats," he remarked. "The proper place for a tongue is to be fastened is the way ours are, by the front end. But then you can shoot it out its whole length and get your meal every time. See that spider over there? If I tried to get any nearer, he'd be gone at the first move. He's a goner anyway. Watch." There was that little pink flash again, and sure enough, the spider had disappeared. Once more, old Mr. Toad smacked his lips. "Didn't I tell you he was a goner?" said he, chuckling over his own joke. Tommy quite agreed with old Mr. Toad. That arrangement of his tongue certainly was most convenient. Any insect he liked to eat that came within 2 inches of his nose was as good as caught. All he had to do was shoot out his tongue, which was very sticky, and when he drew it back, it brought the bug with it and carried it well down his throat to a comfortable point to swallow. Yes, it certainly was convenient. It took so much time to fill their stomachs that they did not travel far that night. The next day they spent under an old barrel, where they buried themselves in the soft earth by digging holes with their stout hind feet, and backing in at the same time until just their noses and eyes showed at the doorways, ready to snap up any foolish bugs or worms who might seek shelter in their hiding place. It was such a comfortable place that they stayed several days, going out nights to hunt and returning at daylight. It was while they were there that old Mr. Toad complained that his skin was getting too tight and uncomfortable, and announced that he was going to change it, and he did. It was a pretty tiresome process and required a lot of wriggling and kicking. But little by little, the old skin split in pieces, and Mr. Toad worked it off, getting his hind legs free first, and later his hands, using the ladder to pull the last of it from the top of his head over his eyes. And as fast as he worked it loose, he swallowed it. "Now I feel better," said he, as with a final gulp he swallowed the last of his old suit. Tommy wasn't sure that he looked any better, for the new skin looked very much like the old one, but he didn't say so. Tommy found that he needed 4 good meals a day, and filling his stomach took most of his time when he wasn't resting. Cutworms he found especially to his liking, and it was astonishing how many he could eat in a night. Caterpillars of many kinds helped out, and it was great fun to sit beside an anthill and snap up the busy workers as they came out. But besides their daily foraging, there was plenty of excitement, as when a rustling warned them that a snake was near, or a shadow in the grass told them that a hawk was sailing overhead. At those times, they simply sat perfectly still and looked so much like little lumps of earth that they were not seen at all, or if they were, they were not recognized. Instead of drinking, they soaked water in through the skin. To have a dry skin was to be terribly uncomfortable, and that is why they always sought shelter during the sunny hours. At last, a rainy day came. "Toad weather, perfect toad weather," exclaimed old Mr. Toad. "This is the day to travel." So once more they took up their journey in a leisurely way. A little past noon, the clouds cleared away, and the sun came out bright. "Time to get under cover," grunted old Mr. Toad, and led the way to a great gray rock beside the lone little path and crawled under the edge of it. Tommy was just going to follow when something happened. He wasn't a toad at all, just a freckle-faced boy sitting on the wishing stone.